You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Well, whether or not you believe in them, Wisconsin has its share of scary stories and spooky places.
For today's Wisconsin Life segment, producer Aubrey Ralph recently visited a hotel that has been welcoming guests and ghosts for decades.
My friends Cynthia, Tessa, and I are on our way to the Retlaw Plaza Hotel in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. It was built in the early 20s by hotel magnate Walter Schrader. Retlaw is Walter, spelled backwards. The hotel was once a jewel of the city, but that's not why we're here. We're here because we've heard that Walter, almost 50 years after his death, still walks the halls. Opened in March of 1923, the hotel really was a jewel, built from the finest materials available. It played host to the rich and famous, and with the secret tunnel leading to the secret bar across the street, it was also home to those who just wanted a prohibition-defying drink before bed. With its ornate chandeliers and sculpted plaster, it could be the set for any number of movies, but now it seems to be home to a ghost story.
There is Aubrey, right?
Yes. After checking in, The first thing I want to do is talk to the staff. Has anything weird ever happened to you?
Well, yeah, my cups have gone flying off my cart before.
Really?
Yeah. I was in a room and all of a sudden I heard my cups go flying and I looked and they were like across the hallway.
In the kitchen one time we were sitting there, all of a sudden the ice machine opened up and flung ice out of it. Like it never happens. We've never seen that happen before and it just flung right out of there. We like to joke around and say that it's Walter that's doing it.
Then it's off to check out our rooms. Mine looks pretty much like any room in an old hotel. No bleeding walls or anything. Although when I turn on my TV, a show about ghost hunting is on. After a late dinner, we meet back up to go exploring. The place is mostly quiet, and we search every nook and cranny of the 8 floors, hoping to see or feel something. In a few places, our recorders pick up a lot of interference, but that's about it. Then it's off to bed. Even though my room is rumored to be one of the most haunted, I slept like a baby, with none of the reported hair-pulling or ghostly banging, but it was a different story for Tessa.
So I was tossing and turning until about 2:30 this morning, and I was just about to doze off, and all of a sudden I got a really strong smell of stale cigarettes in my face. And so my heart started pounding immediately. So I definitely think there's something happening in this hotel.
All right, and that's 717 and 714?
Okay,
all right. Maybe every old building is haunted by the memory of its years. Time has weight, and it forces old pipes to moan and foundations to creak. But here, maybe, just maybe, there is something more. Something that smells of tobacco and possesses a mischievous heart.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode is produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. You can find more info at wisconsinlife.org. Well, we have two of our intrepid explorers here with us now. Aubrey Ralph is next to me. He's a producer here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Hey, Aubrey.
Hey.
Cynthia Schuster is here. She's a producer and a host. You may have heard her hosting this show in the past. Cynthia, good to see you there again.
Thanks for having me.
Well, all right. We got your taste of what the hotel was like. Aubrey, Cynthia, anything strike you first on walking in the door there?
No. I mean, I thought it was a cute, charming place, but I didn't get any spooks.
All right. And give us a little more of the atmosphere, Aubrey. I mean, no bleeding walls. You said that
no
in the
piece. No bleeding walls.
You sounded disappointed.
It was unshining-esque.
I was a little disappointed. Yeah, actually, one of the spookier things that happened was driving up to the place. It used to be a Ramada, and it's the kind of hotel that has the sign on the top of it. Mm-hmm. And it was all the neon was kind of cracked, and some of the letters were out. So it was... That was a little creepy going into it.
Now, what we heard from the staff there now, but are there other legends and spooky things that are rumored to have happened at the hotel?
All kinds of stuff. The reason I chose the room I did was because I think 15 years ago, guests reported hearing all this crazy banging and screaming coming from the 7th floor, and maintenance went up and tracked it down to that room, and somebody was like screaming in there and then kicking on the door, and he could feel just the power of the kicks on the door, and like his key would not open it, so he couldn't get in there. And all of a sudden it stopped and the key started working, and he went in, and like, of course, nobody's in there. Mm-hmm. There's no marks on the door.
Now, I hate to be Johnny Skeptic, but if I worked at this hotel, I'd be playing tricks on my coworkers all the time. Is there any thought that it could just be pranksters?
I met a woman in the bar the night that we were there, and she said a week ago, she had come back in the night, and all of the furniture on the seventh floor was turned upside down. Hmm. And I suspect that was probably not ghosts that did that.
Now, Cynthia, we heard in the piece that Aubrey slept like a baby, a happy baby. Tessa had trouble. You, any weirdnesses?
I was aided by the fact that I worked with the Joy Cardine show that morning, so I had been up since 4, and I slept like a baby as well. We and Aubrey had me scouting out the building up until about 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night. So I was pretty well pooped, and Tessa, I think, was the only one who had trouble and suspected something.
Now, you knew her before this mm-hmm. incident. Is she easily scared? Were you surprised about how she reacted?
She admits, she said going into this, I'm easily spooked by this kind of stuff. I was a little bit unsure as to whether she would join us, but she did, and I'm very glad she did, because honestly, I didn't want to spend the night alone in a hotel. You're very brave, Aubrey, for staying alone in your room.
And Aubrey, did you talk to any of the other guests there when you stayed?
The only woman I talked to was in the bar mm-hmm. that night, and that's really about it. I specifically did not want to bug guests because I figured it would be kind of inappropriate.
You don't want to scare away the clientele.
No.
Did you guys feel a little bit like Scooby-Doo in the gang?
I did.
Yeah, for sure.
We even had a van.
Really?
We did.
The mystery machine.
WPR mystery machine.
But at no point did you tackle Don Knotts in a ghost outfit.
No crooked real estate developers at all, as far as I know.
All right. So you're interested in paranormal type stuff.
Sure.
We know this behind the scenes here. Is this a place that you suggest ghost hunters, ghost aficionados should check out?
It's a really pretty hotel. So nothing happened to me, but I mean, not to say that somebody else wouldn't have a different experience. So sure.
Would you want to go and try to draw the ghosts out ever? I mean, you just went and slept.
I just went and slept. Yeah.
The first step is to split up, if I remember my Scooby-Doo correctly.
That's correct. And we didn't split up. No. Maybe that would have helped.
Okay. And just talk about the ambiance. I mean, ghosts aside, this is an older hotel, which can be pretty cool or it can be pretty seedy. What was your take on it?
Yeah, it's got these ornate chandeliers and there's ballrooms on the second floor. I love that kind of stuff. And it sort of harkens back to an era that I wish I could have been a part of in a way. Just this beautiful architecture and interior design. But being alone on the second floor, kind of scouting out those ballrooms, which are reportedly haunted as well, I was kind of a little bit on edge as we peeked into the dark rooms, and I tried to use flash photography to see if I could, I don't know if it would if it would pick anything up. That aside, even if you went into there not knowing that this is rumored to be a haunted hotel, I think you would find it very charming.
Okay, charming, if a bit haunted. And I think you had a couple Shining references in your piece, Aubrey.
Two or three.
Was it, if I'm picturing the Shining Hotel, is that the kind of old-fashioned we're talking about here, or is this more of a Wisconsin thing?
It's more of a Wisconsin thing. I mean, it looks very much like, I guess, any sort of 1920s building, square, eight floors or so, and not really distinct, other than the sign on the metal posts on top, not very distinctive.
All right. Each of you, one at a time, would you go back to the Retlaw?
Yeah.
And maybe do a little more stirring around trying to find the ghost?
I missed the pool room. Some spooky stuff supposedly happened in the pool room, and I only discovered that we had missed that after I'd been hanging out in the bar for a little bit, and I was just tired, and,
See, that's where Walter was that night. Would you go back, Cynthia?
Same deal, but I wouldn't miss out on the late night old fashioned and storytelling around around the bar. So.
But would you have to have a roommate?
I would. I still need to hold someone's hand.
All right. Cynthia, thanks a lot for coming back to the show.
Thanks.
And Aubrey, you too.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was Aubrey Ralph, producer here at WPR. Cynthia Schuster, producer and host here at Wisconsin Public Radio.